This is Monday Morning Meditations number 304 on the Rising Man podcast with Jetty Azuma. Money simply is not everything. What's up, Rising Man family? Jetty here again with some Monday Morning Wisdom to drop for you on the Rising Man podcast. Without further ado, the topic for today's Monday Morning Meditation is, what does money really do for a man? They say that money's not really everything. And I think there's some truth to that. Some people would say that money makes a man feel more confident, more capable in his life. And while some of that may be true, I don't think that it's everything. I heard someone say recently that a man will not be able to feel fully confident until he's made a lot of money for himself. Essentially, until I have established myself as an independently successful and wealthy man, that I won't be able to feel confident in the world. And I know that that's simply not true, because I've experienced many men who are very confident, who are very assertive, who are very direct, self-aware, self-knowing, trusting who they are, who don't have a bank account that reflects millionaire status, don't have the wealth and assets that reflect a billionaire portfolio. So how could that statement be true, that money is a prerequisite for a man to feel more confident? Well, see, I dug deeper into this statement because I thought there was some interesting wisdom behind it. For a man to say, I don't feel confident until I've achieved a certain level of wealth, a certain level of money, I think that suggests that there's actually something deeper at the core of what makes a man feel confident. Money is just one of those instruments that allows me to feel more capable as a man. But there's also my physical capabilities, being fit, being healthy, being able to fight and defend and protect the people that I love, defend myself. There's a quality of being able to say no, to take an assertive and confident stand against something that I disapprove of or don't believe in. Standing up for my values and my virtues, especially in the face of people who I feel uncomfortable being in conflict with. All of these reasons are, all these examples are ways that men achieve confidence. Proving to ourselves that I will do the hard thing. I'm capable of doing the hard thing. That's really what it comes down to, isn't it? You see, a man won't really truly feel confident until he's confident he can provide for himself and for others. That to me is the measure of confidence. And providing is not simply about money. It goes way beyond money. It's about knowing that I can protect my family if push comes to shove. Knowing that I can defend myself and activate the beast inside of me if my wife or my loved one is being attacked by an assailant. It's knowing that if we hit hard financial times, that I'm capable of figuring it out, that I can be resourceful, that I can step into a room and I can declare my truth no matter how uncomfortable the crowd may be. Those are signs and indications of confidence. And it's so interesting how often it comes back to money. Money is such a ephemeral and fleeting resource. For so many of us, money comes and goes throughout the course and time of our lives. So much of it is beyond our control. Just being at the mercy of an economy alone puts us out of control. Where for me, confidence is more about what I have control and command over in my life. My presence, my attention, my power, my strength, my will, my ability to choose. My decisiveness, all of these are qualities that I'm in command of, that by result will generate more confidence when I keep showing up consistently behind my choices. It's not about money. That may be one piece of the pie. I know for myself that I have felt more confident when I've proven to myself that I can earn money the way that I feel called to. That has lifted my confidence. It's boosted my sense of self-worth and self-value. It's been a hell of a journey in that department. I'm sure it is for many of you too. But that's not everything. It simply is not. I have many men in my life, like I said before, who don't have a bank account that reflects a quote-unquote confident man. It's not the result. It's the process. I bet for every one of those men who feel more confident when they look at their bank account and they see a lot of zeros, every single one of those men, that confidence comes from knowing how they got there, knowing that they could do it again, having proven to themselves that they could generate value that reflects safety and security in the world. Now, regardless of how safe or secure a big bank account is for us, forget about that conversation. Demonstrating that I can do it, that I'm capable of building and amassing resources for myself, for my family, and all of these other parts that we've mentioned, that's how you become a confident man. And so for a man who's seeking to become more confident, to believe in yourself more, to feel capable of starting a family, committing to a marriage, following your life's purpose, it starts by proving to yourself that you can. And you don't have to go for the big gulp all at once. What can you do today that will make you feel more confident for tomorrow? What's one simple action that, even if it's difficult and challenging, you can do it right now? And that would add up some confidence to help you tomorrow. Think about that one. In fact, don't think about that. When you identify what that is, go and do that thing and prove to yourself that confidence is something you build by your actions and your choices, not simply by what your bank account shows you today. All right, y'all, I hope you enjoyed this one. Let that land inside of your heart, inside of your mind, and in your body. And tune in next week for another Monday morning meditation here on the Rising Man Podcast. Until then, rise up and claim your destiny.